is such a good morning. Especially today, I thought is that I might not make it to the worship. And then Song and I, my husband and I, went to China for 3 days. Can you believe that, 3 days? Yes, we do. Went to China for 3 days of traveling and visiting places here and there. People are asking, how can you do the overseas traveling just 3 days and 4 days? We can do it. Do you know that? Do you know how we are doing? We have a very focused plan. When we got there, we planned it out, everything, and check it off. We usually planned it out, the plan, the traveling and visitation while we are in the States. And that is a kind of a plenary plan. It does not need to be happening exactly because we do not know exactly what situation we're going to be found in the new land that we're going to be assigning to or going into. So we had a preliminary plan, and it was just planning out everything. But when we get there, and we plan it out, actual plan, strategies, guys, and we take it off one by one, we do not waste any single minute. And we do, that's how we travel usually. So usually he and I, whenever we are vacationing, maximum 1 week. Because more than that, it is too intense for us to handle. And then the traveling, it was fun. And when we get back here, on the way, we had a one plan, one focus. Get to the Schomburg before Sunday so I can be in church. So we, through the lessons we learned over the trips we had in the past, we say that we needed to have extra day to give ourselves just for in case, because the flight situation is so interesting whenever we are on the road. So we gave ourselves one extra day to make it to the church. I know we did, and when we were on an airline, and when we were traveling, there are so many variables we needed to work on. And on the way from Beijing to Shamba was a little bit of a challenge. If you are Facebook friends of mine and Song, you know what I went through. And it was very interesting. Coming from Beijing to United States was not exactly the way we planned it. Plan A was having a direct flight from Beijing to United States in Schomburg, in here, O'Hara Airport. That was a plan A. It didn't work it out. So we went through the plan B, which is go through the Newark, New Jersey. So that worked it out. So we got there, and it was still reasonable, and we had extra cushion times to get there, get in here. So we got there, but we didn't know how Mother Nature will work for us or not. It was a thundering and lightning, and they canceled the flight, delayed the flight. And it was crazy. And then, it's almost like a refuge at the airport. Everybody was gathering up and grumpy. And then, in the middle of the night, and our original flight got delayed 3 times. And finally, after the three delays, it got canceled. And people were upset. And somehow, management of the company, United Airlines, they reinstated this flight around 12, 15-ish, something like the midnight. And then somehow, it is already day past. They wipe out all the people who checked in. So at the counter, and we need to recheck in and everything. It took about 2 hours to recheck everyone. And after we checked it, everybody got checked in. And we were waiting for the flight attendants to arrive to take us home. And they arrived. And yet, they decided to not to fly us back home. And they took off. And then after that, at the counter, and the lady at the counter, she made an announcement that it is canceled again, 2:50 a.m. yesterday. And then the whole people got so upset. I never seen that people, whole group got roared up and angry and gathered up around the county and yelling. And oh my God, I felt like I'm again finding myself in a riot situation because it's so amazing. People are so upset. And then after that, and then the management of the company came out and they tried to cool these angry people down. it didn't work that well, and yelling and yelling again. And a song, he has a camera, he took a picture of her. And then I said, oh my God, I needed to sit back, and then we'll look it around. And the only purpose, the whole people have only one purpose, get to the Chicago land. And then, but is it the plan A, plan B, plan C didn't work it out. And then somehow, then after for a while, it was a mess. And then finally, they said, it is not canceled, it is delayed. The flight got delayed to next day in the morning, 10:30 a.m. Can you believe that? 18 hours of delayed flight. Again and again, delayed and canceled and reinstated and canceled again. But it's a song, and we do not pay for flights. We are on standby. We are the only standby. All these standby people took off already back then. And he and I decided to stick together because we had no other choice. So we stayed through because of these angry people. We were able to take along with them. Thankfully, and during that time, these people did not buy enough first class ticket, so we got a free ticket for the first class. And thankfully, just tag along with one purpose, with the whole group together, we made it. Even though it was very late flight that we were able to get on, we made it. And then through that experience, I learned that strategic plan, intentional plan is needed to make it happen. Only one focus, Song and I, and a whole group of people we had at the airport, get to the land of Chicago so we can be with the people whom we needed to be. That was accomplished even after 16 hours delay and cancellation and all of those. And then through that is that I learned that just, thankfully, at the airport, what am I going to do? Just read the book and prepare the Sunday because my heart is in the community already. The Paul is so focused on one thing. And then in the chapter 1, 2, and 3 up to this passage, it talks about how you and I are so blessed, so chosen by the grace of God and for the one purpose to give glory to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He had one purpose. This letter is written from the prison where he was. And then he was writing this letter to think of the people in Ephesus. And in Ephesus, and they were doing great, but they were away. I mean, he was away physically. He thought of these people and encouraged people to have one purpose, to glorify God by being united, harmonized. Yes, he mentioned that the Jew community and the Gentile community, how different people are. And yet, Paul is saying that for glorifying God in your community, you needed to unite it. You needed to harmonize yourself. Bring the best out of your community. You needed to focus on one thing. He talks about glorifying God by being unity. The community, unifying the community. Our church has one purpose, which is called the mission statement, which is hallelujah, you remember that. And that is the only reason why we become a church. And if you use a little bit of concern and not remembering already or not yet, and there is a cheat note in the worship bulletin. The last section of the bulletin, it clearly listed it out, typed it out. The mission of our church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. How we're going to make a disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Vision is statement I'm asking. The vision of our church is? That is only one focus we have. In order to accomplish the vision of God in this congregation, we decided that God wants us to be home. And home welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone. This is a mission and how this is one focus we do have in this community. And because of this mission and vision we do have as a DNA of our community, we send off a Valencia Service Project Mission team last week, and they arrived yesterday too. And they went there, went to the mission field in Kentucky to be home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone in the place by building the house safe and warmer place. And those people strategically planned it out, especially adult leader. They worked it out amazingly. And those people who were part of the ASP team, of Valencia Service Project, who just came back yesterday, please stand. Let's recognize them. Thank you so much. They are the missionaries we send off to Kentucky to create an amazing home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone out there by creating this amazing home, not just a figuratively home, but physical home. They get down on their knees and then get dirty and hammering and plastering and all those things. And then they are the missionary. They are the representation of this community. Every day, we are representing this mission and vision wherever we are, at workplace, at school, in the fellowship, wherever we were, in a gathering other people. We are representing this home. You and I become a home. One focus we do have. Instead of accomplishing all of it, we cannot do that. We know that. Only one thing we have, becoming home for the purpose of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, not for our own sake. We share the good news of Jesus Christ because of the one thing we would like to accomplish, to make them be the disciples of Jesus Christ, like you and me. Growth of church, many people talked about it. To be honest, I do not focus on the growth of the church, but the quality of the discipleship, quality of a disciple-making process, how we are working together to make disciples of Jesus Christ, and how quality disciples, how qualified disciples of Jesus Christ we do have, we produce for God. Intentionally, the service is designed to give glory, created home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God and everyone. And because we are to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This passage we just read in this service starts with "for this reason." For this reason, I kneel before the Father. For this reason. Do you know what reasoning Paul is having in here? Because this is the reason to get down on his knee is because you and I are chosen. The people of Ephesians are the chosen. You are the blessed. And the people of Ephesians are the blessed through the adoption, through the purchase, through the grace of God, through Jesus Christ. Because of this reason, Paul is getting down on his knee on the behalf of this community of faith. On this reason, I am get down on my knee for you guys too. Because you guys are chosen. You guys are blessed by God. And I am part of this community too. Because of this amazing blessing you and I receive, we needed to get down our knees and talk to God and listen to God. And another reason he said that for this reason is that we receive amazing grace and blessings. Oftentimes, we are so blind to see the blessings we receive from God. And also, we often use that this blessing is a gift. But we have a wrong understanding of this gift. Christmas gift we receive, the people who give us the gift does not claim the ownership of the gift when we receive the gift on birth and Christmas in our human society. But it's in Christian kingdom, when we receive the gift, God still claims the ownership of this amazing gift. And then Paul is clearly stated before this passage we just read, you and I are the stewards. The meaning is that we are managing God's properties. The property and the blessing is given to you and me to manage for giving benefit to the kingdom of God, who God is owned by. The gift, it is a wrong word that we are using in the church. All the blessing you and I receive is not ours. You and I cannot claim the ownership of these blessings. God is still claiming the ownership of it. You and I are the stewards and managing it. If God bless you, finance resource, that is the obligation you needed to getting into. You have obligation to manage effectively for the purpose to glorify God with that blessings. If you have been blessed by God with the amazing children in your house, let them know that Christ is the one who can be served and worshipped in the house you are assigned to. And the children, let the children under your leadership, you parents, let them know that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the only hope and owner of everything. Teach them how to manage their time. Teach them how to manage their amazing gifts that they receive from God. Teach them how to manage their finance resources from the early age. Kathy Motter shared that we, as a woman of God in this congregation, sent a woman's conference yesterday, youngest one, 2-month-old. From the young age, teach, discipline, and guide them how to bring the best out of the resource that God blessed them with. By being an example, not just by word, by example. Paul is setting up the example in here to glorify God through the prayer. Before he connected it at all the application out of this being a blessed person for the purpose of glorifying God, he is getting down on his knee and praying. I mean, these days, I'm aggressively visiting people one by one, as much as I can, as often as I can, to get to know people. But meanwhile, I pull out the church directory with the list of all the names of the people. I call your name every day. Do you know that? I want you to experience God the way I'm experiencing too. To be honest, joy of serving is an amazing thing. The Christianity is an amazing thing. I hope that this Christianity is not a once a week stuff. I hope that you do learn how to engrave this Christianity into your life every day. I want you to have a joy of salvation by being a good steward to good manager of the resource God giving you at hand, right there. Instead of nagging and complaining about what you do not have, you do have everything what you need. I pray that you will count the blessings every day to see how blessed you are, how gifted people you are, so you can give glory to God everywhere you will be at. I hope that from the young age to old, whatever age you wanted to put it in yourself there, that moment whenever you define yourself in Christ's kingdom, I hope that you will know how to communicate with God, not just talking to God, but listening to God every day, not just one day a week, but every day. Paul is mentioning that so you can be filled up with the God's Spirit in you to help you to understand what's going on, what to prioritize in your life, how to prioritize in your life. Instead of waiting for the last minute, use God, utilize God, let God involve in your life from the beginning. Day one, when you open up your eyes in the morning, that moment, invite God to do the stuff, whatever you planned to do for the day with you. Remember that God is saying yes to you all the time. God is saying that, yes, I'm going to be with you. Do not fear. Do not fear that you have a trouble with your banking system. Your checking balance is getting lower and lower. Do not worry about it. Do your best in that situation. With God's help, you will be working out. According to God's message, everything will work it out for good for those who love the Lord. I experienced that every day. On the way, get back to here. He worked it out. Good news, bad news. We do not know how the story will be end. Exactly when we are part of the story. But when we put ourselves in God's Spirit, you and I know that already that it is a happy ending story. It is a good story. Again, let me give you one example. On the way back here from New York to Schaumburg and O'Hara Airport, ups and down emotionally. Some point when we received the boarding pass, we felt that, wow, this is great. And then soon after they got delayed and canceled, oh my God, it got canceled. It's bad news. When it got reinstated, and wow, it is good news. We emotionally attached to the one situation so closely without looking at the big picture. But at the end, Song and I are here. That's a good news, isn't it? It is a good news, a happy ending story. Ups and downs in our lives, we do have. But at the end, we're going to be at the right place if we focus on one thing, which is give glory to God. You and I will be okay wherever we are. Simply, sometimes we are going through the roller coaster moment. But the good news is, you and I are not alone. Purposely, I do believe that God allowed us to go through that so we as a people of God can learn how obedient people we should be. Let God be in control instead of we take the control away and try to control the situation. I do believe that you and I already know that life is not under our control. Don't be foolish to control the things of what we cannot control. Only thing you can control is you. Let us focus on one thing. God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit. Strategically, like Paul put it in here, like our mission team, like a woman of a faith in a woman team, in a many different groups, one focus. Worship is one focus. Worship the Lord our God, who wants to bless you more, protect you more. Let's fully rely on God, our God, in this place, continuously, in prayer, in communication with God.